This is Monitor, and I'm Skitch Henderson here in Radio Central, and tonight we'll bring you a concert that includes some of the finest music ever written, played by the world's leading orchestras. Of course, we'll touch on other topics, too, and right now sit back and enjoy Groucho. Say, Fenneman, tell us, what's tonight's secret word?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word is street, S-T-R-E-E-T.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment.
Joe? Hey, Joe. Now, where in the world did that announcer of mine go? Hey, Joe Slattery, where in the world are you?
Over here, Ed.
Joe, look, help me tell the folks about our Red Foley show that's on most of these stations every Saturday, huh? Why, you don't need any help, Red. Just go right ahead. Tell the folks about the way you bring a famous guest star along on every visit with our friends listening in. Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Joe. Well, just tell about the way you always answer a listener's request for one of your inspiring songs of faith and devotion. Mm-hmm. I guess it would be good to mention that, too, Joe. And what a bright and happy-humored sort of show it is. Now, you'll want to mention that for sure. Mm-hmm. That's another good point. See, Rhett, you didn't need any help after all. Friends, you listen for Red Foley and all the gang on the Red Foley Show, Saturdays on most of these stations. We'll be seeing you, folks.
Groucho, I have Margot Durst and Ed Gardner waiting to talk to you. So, folks, you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. Margot Durst and Ed Gardner, eh? Are you the Ed Gardner from Duffy's Tavern?
No, I'm Ed Gardner from Long Beach, Groucho.
Are you married or single? In other words, are you batching it or botching it?
No, I'm married.
In other words, you're botching it.
Huh? I'm married.
Are you happily botched?
Happily married.
Why should you be different from...
Well, you know, Groucho, I have a very beautiful wife, a charming wife, a good cook, and she's just tops.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like an angel. Now, where'd you meet this saintly girl?
Well, I met her in a bar on Oliveira Street.
You said the secret word, which is bar, which is street. So you win $50, Skinny, and you win $50. You say you met her in a bar? For an angel, she was flying pretty low, wasn't she? Now, your name is Margot Durst.
Yes,
is that, the way it's Durst? Are you married?
Yes.
Good, good. How'd you meet your husband?
Which one?
I'm not fussy. Let's start with number one. How'd you meet him? In a bar on Alvera Street?
No, I'm in a restaurant in Washington, Iowa. And he came in and ordered a 5-cent ice cream cone.
A 5-cent ice cream cone?
Yeah.
This must have been around 1840, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He ordered a nickel ice cream cone and wound up with you, huh?
Yeah.
You're saying you can't get that much for a nickel anymore. Well, how about Exhibit B? How'd you meet him?
Well, he came in the same restaurant and ordered a dish of ice cream.
There must be something about your ice cream that drives men mad. With desire, I mean. For ice cream. Yes. Is there a third husband?
No, that's enough.
Ran out of ice cream, huh?
Yeah.
What does your husband do for a living?
He works at a chicken ranch.
What does he do on the chicken ranch?
Everything.
Well, will you call me the next time he lays an egg?
No, I don't mean that. I mean that he gathers the eggs and he feeds the chickens and
You're a charming and fascinating couple, and I've grown very fond of both of you. Let's see how much you two can win in the quiz. George, suppose you tell them how to play this, huh? What category did they select, George?
Well, Groucho, they selected geographical name changes, right?
Okay, now you explain to them how they play the game.
The $100 questions are fairly easy, the $200 are a little harder, and the $300 are pretty tough questions. Now, the answer for you people is to get four questions and get a total of $500. If you do, you have a chance to run your total up at the end of the show to even $10,000. If you get $500 while you're out here now out of four questions.
Well,
right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
Yeah. All right, you can take a $100 question first, all right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the modern name for Constantinople?
Istanbul.
Well, that's close enough. It's Istanbul.
And you have one.
You only
right?
get $75 because you left out two left.
No, actually, you get $100, and the object, of course, is to get $500. Which category do you want now? Twos or threes?
I'll take in between.
A two.
That's Mrs. In Between. What country was once called Hindustan? You're getting pretty chummy, huh?
India.
India is right.
And you now have $300. 200 more to go to get the 500 to get the chance for 10.
This is the 300 thing, yeah.
If you get this one, this will do it. You'll have a total of 600.
The former kingdom of Lombardy is part of what modern country?
Italy.
Italy is right. Say, you're the smartest chicken fan here.
You now have $600 and one more chance. Of course, this
you can run it
this
up
money's
higher.
All yours now.
Well, any of them in there?
Yes.
Yeah, anyone? Three, huh? Two, or one? $200? All right.
Helvetia was the former name of what small country?
Ouch.
Ouch. I never heard of that country. That isn't what it says here.
Excuse me, repeat that, will you?
Helvetia, H-E-L-V-E-T-I-A, was the former name for what small country?
Why did you pick that?
That's not the name either.
It's
no, it's Switzerland.
Well, you're still all right. You earned $600, so we'll see you at the end of the show where you have a chance to run your total earnings up to $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000.
Out of it. Out of it.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter bug.
If you don't keep our beaches neat,
you're a litter bug. If you throw litter from your car, a litter bug is what you are. If you throw litter anywhere, street,
beach,
or in the air, you're a litter bug.
I'm Bill Holden, folks, and what I have to say is aimed at me as much as you. We live in a beautiful area, and it's up to us to keep it that way. Keep it clean. Let's face it, if we're not litter bugs, there won't be any litter. So let's work together to make our roads, parks, beaches, and streets the cleanest in the world. It's up to you and me.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter bug.
If you don't keep our beaches neat,
you're a litter bug. If you throw litter from your car,
a litter bug is what you are.
If you throw litter anywhere, street,
beach,
or in the air, you're a litter bug.
Groucho, I'd like you to meet Jackie Joseph and Pat Fines. They're standing by right at this moment. So, folks, come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to your bet. Oh, the season's on. Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word, and you'll divide an extra $100. Now, is Jackie really your first name?
No, Jackie is my middle name.
Jackie is your name, though, huh?
Yes, Jackie's my middle name, but my first name is Sammy.
Sammy. Glad to hear it. And what is your last name, Fred?
Joseph.
You've got three boys' names, huh?
Yeah.
Jackie, Sammy, and Joseph, huh?
Everyone says I sound like the Marx Brothers.
Well, you certainly don't look like them. Well, with a boy's name like Sammy, doesn't it ever get confusing?
Oh, very confusing. When I graduated school, all my girlfriends got letters like, come be a dental assistant or learn to be a secretary. And I got notices saying, the Coast Guard needs you.
Well, kid, if you ever joined the Coast Guard, the coast would be safe, but I doubt if you'd be. Where are you from, Jack?
I'm a native of Los Angeles, born in the county hospital. That's about as native as you can get.
Yes, I would imagine that. Well, why were you born there?
Well, my mother was there, and so I thought it would be convenient.
When were you born?
Well, I was born on Election Day, the day Prohibition was repealed.
They repealed Prohibition? When did they do that?
Oh, it was quite a bit ago.
Well, this certainly comes as a surprise to me. I guess now I can let all that beer out of the bathtub and start bathing again. I'll get back to you, Sammy. In the meantime, try not to get drafted into the Navy.
Okay.
Your name is Patrick Tynes, huh?
Tynes, that's
Tynes.
Right.
What kind of a name is that, Tynes?
That's Irish.
Are you from Ireland?
No.
Are you
my
from
My mother
Dixie?
And dad come from Ireland. My dad is from Kerry County, and my mother is from County Cork.
From Kerry County? Is that anywhere?
County, Kerry, yeah.
Is that anywhere near Kerry Nation? Do you know Kerry Nation?
Oh, it's a wonderful place.
She is young, isn't she? Pat, you're a pretty healthy-looking lad. Now, where do you get this vitality?
Well, Groucho, I walk for my health.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people walk, but that doesn't mean they're healthy. Usually it means the finance company took their automobile away. In what way are you different from everybody else who walks? You walk faster?
No, Groucho, I walked across this United States 17 times.
17 times?
That's right.
How old are you,
Well, I was 75 the 21st day of February.
75, and you've walked 17 times across the country. Well, you're a very vigorous man, Pat. Are you retired, Pat?
No, I'm with the Navy.
What ship are you on, the Monitor or the Merriman?
No, I'm not on a board of ship, Groucho. I'm in civilian personnel out at North Island. I'm in the electrical department.
Oh. Now, Jackie, let's get back to you, and it's about time, don't you think so?
Thank you.
Are you married?
No.
What kind of a man are you looking for?
My mother wants me to look for a nice rich man.
Your mother wants you to look for a nice rich man?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Why must this fellow be rich?
Because mother would like that.
Well, tell your mother to get her own husband. Now, Jackie, if you don't have a husband, who do you argue with? Who do you talk to on those lonely, long winter nights?
Well, we've got three dogs and a grouch full of chinchillas.
You have a grouch full of chinchillas? What's a grouch? Outside of me. Huh?
It's a place where you put cars.
Oh, you mean garage?
A garage.
Oh. But why do you raise chinchillas? Is there some reason for that?
Well, it's a very profitable business.
It is? Have you made money with them?
No.
No.
But it's not because of that. They're very cheap to raise, and they're very expensive. You could sell them for $1,850 if you have a good pair. But my mother has become very attached to all of them, and they're all her personal friends, and she just couldn't think of selling.
Doesn't your mother have any friends besides the chinchillas?
Well, we have little names for them all, and
You name them?
Well, we name them according to their personality. Like, we have Jovial, or the Stranger, or the Giant. We have a Monster. We have a Groucho. No offense.
You have a Groucho? That's the monster?
Huh? No, it's another one. We have one called Shaky. It has sort of a chinchilla trouble that it falls over on its side all the time and can't move around too fast.
That describes me pretty accurately.
We have a little trouble sometimes, like with Shaky. Time we would mate him, the female would run away from him before he could even get to her. So we found a chinchilla called Nanny One Eye, who cannot see too well. And we put it in the
case. Is this an elderly chinchilla?
She had her day, yes.
Yeah. Why don't you get him some bifocals?
Anyway, we made it Shaky and Nanny One Eye. And by the time Shaky got up to Nanny One Eye, she didn't even see him coming. So they turned out to be a wonderful family, and they have beautiful children.
Well, it's certainly, I'm glad to know what goes on behind the scenes in the chinchilla world. Now, Jackie, if I ever fork over $25,000 for a chinchilla coat, I'll keep a sharp lookout for Shaky, One Eye, and what was the other one?
Groucho,
yeah. Well, I hate to break this up. You're real charming, both of you. The time has come for you to win some money now. George, tell them how we play this game.
Well, as you can see, we've got a new game going here. Each of the sections is filled with questions. You get a chance at four questions, and the object is to answer enough...
To win $500.
Yes.
And you can win more than $500, but if you win $500, you get a chance at the wheel later. Then you get a chance at $5,000 or even $10,000.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Yes.
Thank you.
More or less.
The words right out of my mouth.
Huh? In other words, the important thing is you get four chances to make at least $500. You can pick from any place in here you want. And this one's for two, right?
This is for two. Oh. You picked this category, didn't you? Nursery rhymes. What shall we give little Tommy Tucker for supper?
A pie?
Well, you could, but that's not the answer. The answer is white bread and butter.
Well, you're still in the game, of course.
No, of course.
You still have three more chances to make $500.
You can pick a $300 one, a two, or a one.
Well,
another two?
What did the three wise men of Gotham use for a ship?
I didn't even know there were three wise men in Gotham.
Well, you've been playing around with chinchillas. You don't know much of anything. Well, it was a bowl. B-O-W-L. All right, now...
Well, there are two more chances to make $500. It can be done.
Yeah, now if you take a two and a three and you win them both, you'd have $500.
That's the way to go.
Live dangerously, Sammy, Patty, Jackie. $300. On the first day of Christmas, what did my true love send me?
A partridge in a pear tree.
That's right.
And you've got $300. I remember that.
Now, you can't lose this money. That you have. That's yours.
The $300 is yours. Now, if you make it $500, this is your last question, by the way.
Come on, Jackie. You're lucky. Go ahead and take it.
All right. This will put you in a chance for the $10,000 at the end. And this one's for two, right?
This is for two. Oh. Don't you think Jackie's cute?
I certainly do. My wife isn't here tonight.
You didn't tell me I was cute.
Everyone knows that.
Oh, what a shifty babe this is. She hasn't been around with chinchillas all the time. Now this, for $200, what did the pieman say to Simple Simon?
Can I just recite it?
Yes,
Simple
you can.
Simple Simon met a pieman going to the fair. Said Simple Simon to the pieman, let me taste your wares. Said the pieman to Simple Simon.
Da, 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 da.
Simple Simon to... met a pieman going to fair. Said Simple Simon to the pieman, let me taste your wares. Help me. Said the pieman to Simple Simon, I'm afraid I haven't any.
Well, we gave you a long chance, only because you were so cute. But show me first your penny, was the line.
Oh, the pieman I knew said he didn't have any.
Yes, well, you've been... You've been in that garage too long.
Well, you wind up with
$300. That isn't too bad.
No.
No, that's very good.
Well, thanks, Sammy,
thank
Jackie,
you,
and Charles. Patty. You leave me here with more money than you came in, and that isn't too bad, and thanks.
We'll see if our first couple can bring their winnings up to $10,000 in just a moment.
The years of brutal struggle had ended, and Jim Case had emerged victorious from his battle with the world at large. But the victory was a hollow one, for he found himself wealthy and successful, but an outsider in his own home, a stranger in his wife's heart. This is Ed Herlihy, your host on My True Story. Tomorrow, you'll hear the drama of a man who spent his life in fanatical pursuit of success, and who found at the end of the race that he had left everything really worthwhile behind. You'll want to be listening to this compelling drama of a man's awakening tomorrow on My True Story. My True Story brings you a complete hour-long drama every weekday on NBC. So enjoy My True Story and stay tuned throughout the day for all the other fine programs. The drama, the music, the news, the rich variety of entertainment and information brought to you over these NBC stations.
Groucho, Margot Durst and Ed Gardner earned $600 in the quiz, so they get a chance at the big money, and here they are. You come right back out, please.
Congratulations. You know, this year, if you win $500 or more in the quiz, you get a chance to run your winnings for the night up to $2,000, $5,000, or even $10,000. Okay, now pick a number.
Seven,
that's for $10,000. Now you pick a number, Mr.
One.
Dice. Spin the wheel. Yes. If either of these numbers comes up, the question is worth $5,000 or $10,000. You really gave it a spin there, didn't you? He could go around the world in this turn. Well, your numbers were 1 and 7, and it came up 2, so this question is worth $2,000. The Allied invasion of Normandy in 1944 was one of the biggest news events of all time. I'm sure you've read a lot about it. Now, for $2,000, I want you to tell me the military code name for the actual Normandy operation. There was a special name for this. All right, give us an answer.
Onward.
Orange.
It was Operation Overlord.
Oh.
I'm sorry you missed it, but you still have... How much did you win?
50 apiece and 600 besides.
You won a total of $700. You've each won 350. Well, that's not such a bad night's work, is it?
Yeah.
Congratulations and thanks for being with us. You bet your life.
Thank you.
You Bet Your Life is transcribed in Hollywood. Produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman reminding you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, to hear the one, the only, Groucho. And see Groucho every Thursday evening on NBC television. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces around the world.
Melanie Cahane and Ben Grauer broadcast Decorating Wavelengths, the program designed to help you design a more beautiful home, tonight on most of these NBC stations.